Quick answers. We're talking about why people don't become Christians. And I said there were four reasons: the emotional reason, the will, or the refusal to bend the knee, I guess we could say, intellectual reasons, and then just simply apathy. They don't think it's a big deal. They don't want to think about it. So let's talk about today the emotional issues that people have. And we can't get through them all because I have a lot of emotional things that people will say to us. And I thought maybe we could take just one or two in each of these quick answers. But first of all, key response. When somebody has an emotional issue, they're angry at God or whatever it is, we should explain that emotions are powerful and they can actually lead us to God. Emotions shouldn't be a one-way street. They shouldn't take us away from God. So, for example, anytime we have a sense of awe, like a baby is born, or we look out in the universe, those emotions are powerful, and they can lead us to saying, my God is out there. My God has built this. This is powerful stuff. Even the non-Christian is going to be awed by what's going on in the universe. How about another emotion that could lead us to God? A sense of guilt. As Greg Kokel has said, do you think maybe it's possible that we feel guilty because we are guilty? And if we're guilty, there's got to be a cure for it. Is it going to psychiatrists? Is it laying out money for drugs? Or is there a better cure through the acceptance of Jesus Christ? Here's another emotion that could lead us to God, a yearning for true justice. We look around, we read the newspaper, we see people getting away with something, and we say, why isn't somebody doing something about this? Well, God did in the past, and God will in the future. Adolf Hitler did not get away with it. Joseph Stalin did not get away with it. So that yearning for justice can be a way to lead us to God. How about a search for meaning? Nobody wants to lead a life and in the declining years look back and say, there's no purpose, there's no meaning. Everybody wants meaning. Well, where are you going to get meaning? There are a lot of ways you can get meaning through working hard, making money, but are those really powerful meanings? Or leading to God, could we say there's something about connecting with your Creator that would give you meaning? I'll go more quickly here, but other emotions that can lead us to God, a real identity. Becoming a Christian gives you an identity. You're not just a worker at work. You're not just an author. You're not just a mom or a dad. You have an identity that's there forever. Your child may walk away from you. You may lose your money. You may lose your health. You will keep your identity. There's an emotion that could lead you to God if you want true identity. How about respect for others? As Christianity, I heard somebody say Christianity is just one beggar telling other beggars where the food is. So we never put ourselves higher than anybody else. There's real respect in the Judeo-Christian worldview because we are all made in the image of God. So again, do you see, talking about emotions, people say, oh, I'm mad at God or whatever. We can say, okay, just keep in mind that emotions can actually pull us toward God. How about one more emotion? An anchored hope. There's hope. There's not just a leap in the dark, but we have true hope based on facts and reasons. Maybe we should call it trust. But everybody wants hope. Nobody wants to go through life hopeless. Well, there's another emotion that can lead to God. Okay, so again, what are we talking about here? Emotional responses. People have a lot of emotional reasons why they don't want to become Christians. One thing we can do is tell them, okay, that may be, and we'll talk about it. We'll get into those. But how about in the first step to talk to them that emotions can actually lead us toward God rather than away?